WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another vote in the Senate last night in a bill to end the now 15-day-old government shutdown failed again. Bottom line, many federal employees stopped getting paid today.
The Trump administration has found a way to keep paying members of the military, but for many others, the clock has run out.
There is no win. There is no value. There is no savings by continuing this government shutdown.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Let's just end it. Let's get people back to work. Let's get people paid. Let's get functioning again.
A GOP spending bill to end the shutdown fell short for an eighth time in the Senate yesterday. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Israel says a forensic exam shows one of four bodies handed over by Hamas Monday as part of the ceasefire agreement is not one of the hostages. That would leave 21 still missing. Meantime, Israel's leader has spoken exclusively to CBS News.
President Trump told Israel's Knesset, or parliament, during a speech that Netanyahu is hard to work with. The prime minister says that didn't bother him.
Well, I hope he says that because I'm very tough on the matters that pertain to my country's future.
Netanyahu says his job is to, quote, protect the Jewish state and to assure the future of the Jewish people. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
More of our interview with Netanyahu on CBS Mornings. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on redrawn congressional maps in two majority black districts in Louisiana. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case was before the Supreme Court last term, but obviously the justices are struggling with race-based considerations in a number of areas because they set the case down for yet another argument this term, which is today. The same court struck down affirmative action in college admissions a few years ago, and drawing up congressional districts presents many of the same issues.
Summit underway in Brussels on the war in Ukraine. CBS's Vicky Barker.
NATO defense ministers meeting to discuss support for Ukraine with U.S. Defense Chief Pete Hegseth pledging
firepower. That's what is coming. We expect it is coming from NATO.
Thanks, he said, to the NATO nations buying U.S. weapons for Ukraine's defense. Also under discussion, how to counter Russia's ever bolder incursions into NATO airspace.
President Trump says the military has taken out another drug boat off Venezuela, killing six alleged smugglers. Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
That brings to 27 the number of people killed across the five strikes. As in those past attacks, no evidence was given who was on board, what they were carrying, or what weapon was used to carry out the strikes.
Dow futures up 182. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about this power outage. About 600 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties combined are currently listed without power. The We Energies website has 415 people currently without power in the city of Racine, 225 in the city of Kenosha. Again, we're working on learning more. A big opening is coming up in the Kenosha County Circuit Court. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire effective January 6th after two decades on the bench. Governor Evers is now accepting applications to fill that term. Anyone interested has until early November to apply online. The appointee will serve through next July. Many in Racine got good health care news yesterday. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute with a new agreement that immediately restores in-network coverage at Ascension Hospitals statewide. The deal is retroactive to October 1st, and it stops patients from facing higher costs and having to find new doctors. Patients are encouraged to check their coverage and call their insurance if they have any questions. The sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator has been dismissed by a Kenosha County judge. Curtis Tollfree was charged with serious offenses involving a student from over a decade ago. The victim chose not to testify and moved out of state, prompting prosecutors to drop the charges. The case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it might be brought back if circumstances change. Tollfree was the dean of students during the time of the alleged incidents and has maintained his innocence. A very neighborly move was made recently by one of Racine's most well-known names. Racine Neighborhood Watch recently got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. That's the annual community event that promotes safety and stronger ties between neighbors and law enforcement. The funds helped supply resources and giveaways for block parties across several neighborhoods. Brew Crew down two. The Dodgers leave Milwaukee with a 2-0 lead in the NLCS, winning Game 2 last night by a score of 5-1. The series now shifts to Los Angeles, where Game 3 will be played tomorrow at 5:08. The Brewers are looking to win at least two games in L.A. to bring the series back home Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finish the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Try and eat healthy. I drink the bottled water. I feel kind of, it makes you go to the bathroom every 10 seconds. But, you know, I feel kind of silly buying the bottled water. Maybe I'm just too Midwestern. Every time I go in a store, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know I can get water free from any faucet, but I want to pay for it. I'm just curious, do you have any air back there? Can I buy your garbage? It is water, right? How did we get to the point where we're paying for bottled water? That must have been some weird marketing meeting over in France, you know? Some French guy was sitting there, he's like, how dumb do I think the Americans are? I bet you we could sell those idiots water. Look, Pierre, the Americans are pretty dumb, but they're not gonna buy water.
Oh, yes, they are. Let's just tell the Americans the water's from France.
Where the bluebirds fly, I'm gonna love. See, you heard Stairway to Heaven, and you thought Led Zeppelin, but Neil Sedaka had the song first. Stairway to Heaven. Local news, timeless, it's WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here. It's 11 past 6 o'clock. It's raining. Well, they're calling it drizzle. It's rain. Look for morning showers, then cloudy later on today with a high near 62. Then becoming clear tonight, lows 55, sunshiny, nice day tomorrow, highs near 65. Right now, we do have that drizzle, 54 degrees at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7, Racine 5th District, I can't even speak, Racine 5th District Alder, Jens Jorgensen's going to be here. I don't think he's been here since he became our 5th District Alder, so he'll be here this morning. Find out what he's up to and what the city's up to. We'll find out. 611, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And I've got the Supremes. Here's the happening.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real time. When you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find that you love the future behind. Cause when you got a tender love you don't take care of, then you better beware of the happening. One day you're up,
that day you're up.
When you turn around,
when you turn around,
you find your world,
you find your world.
It's tumbling down,
it's tumbling down.
It happened to me, and it can happen to you. I was sure I felt secure until love took the detour. Yeah, riding high on top of the world, it happened. Suddenly it just happened. I saw my dreams torn apart. Well, I walked away from my heart. And when you lose that precious love you need to guide you, something happens inside you. The happening.
Supremes actually singing the theme song to a 1967 movie called The Happening. Starred Anthony Quinn, George Maharis, Michael Parks, and a very young Faye Dunaway. Milton Berle was also in that movie, too. Came out 67. It was a serious movie about a kidnapping, but you know, they had the Supremes sing a theme song to that movie. I think I'm going to have trouble this morning saying 5th District Alder when it comes to Jens Jorgensen. 5th District Alder. I'm going to have a problem with that. There are two words I have a problem with in my entire life. Saturday and community. Now, I could say it now slowly, but when I say it in a sentence, it's difficult. And if they happen to be in the same sentence, I'm really in trouble. All right, let's talk here. Yesterday was National Face Your Fears Day, and one way to celebrate was to take a road trip through the country to the creepiest places. A website put out the list of the spookiest named places in America, like Dead Man Lake in Alaska, Slaughter Beach in Delaware. There really is a Slaughter Beach, huh? Bloody Gulch Road in Illinois. How'd you like to live on that street? And Murderer's Creek in Oregon. Who came up with these names in the first place? It gets worse, by the way. Check out the entire list online. Now, here in Wisconsin, we have Witch's Gulch. I think I've been there. I think I've been to Witch's Gulch. It's not that bad a name, but Bloody Gulch Road in Illinois. Who wants to live on that street? All right, we have some morning showers, then cloudy with a high near 62 today. Right now, some drizzle, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here come the fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling again for you.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
A one-hit wonder group, The Fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling. 6:18, local news, timeless hits. WRJM, Apes and Drizzle. 54 degrees now at Radio Park. Hey, have you already purchased your Halloween candy? And are you already regretting it? A new poll from CVS found that the average family that stocks upon candy early will eat their way through the entire stash. Not once, but twice. Before they make it to Halloween. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yahoo Entertainment is reporting big changes at Apple TV Plus. Just how big? They are removing the plus, so it will just be Apple TV. I realize that only sounds like a typing issue, but Apple says their new identity will be vibrant, despite removing a positive character from the company name. This is a similar form of identity crisis as the one HBO Max went through when it became Max and now is transitioning back to just HBO. That's like Pepsi Cola dropping the Pepsi part and just calling it Cola. Maybe now that Apple TV is removing the plus means they will minus the price that they just increased by $3 a month to $12.99. Can't blame a guy for trying. It's been over 2 hours since Taylor Swift has introduced a new product for Swifties to empty their pockets for. Well, time is up as Tay-Tay has announced a new 6-episode Disney Plus series titled The End of an Era. The show will follow her Eras tour, makes sense, and the final episode will be a concert video of the tour. The masterpiece drops December 12th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, the morning show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home.
Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, receive up to a $25 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave.
Baby, I'll just lay me down.
the Joe Frank and Reynolds Don't Pull Your Love. 6:25 local news time. Let's hit WRJN. Morning showers, then cloudy. High 62 right now. Have some drizzle. 54 degrees here at Radio Park. Fifth District Alder Jens Jorgensen going to join me a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Okay, not everyone is handing out candy this Halloween. 40% of people with trick-or-treaters plan to have non-food items on hand, at least as a backup for kids with allergies. Now, according to the poll, fidget toys, friendship bracelets, and small stuffed animals are all popular choices this year. Or if you want to get your house egged, give away some toothbrushes, huh? Charm. 6:28 local news time. Liz hits at WRJN. Just don't miss the next Aging Well Expo. It's coming up tomorrow, October 16th, this time in Burlington at the Celebration Center from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Many vendors will be there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. Learn more online at RacineCountyEye.com. That's Racine County, E-Y-E, RacineCountyEye.com. Check it out. Again, that's tomorrow in Burlington. Family in Pennsylvania was 100 miles into a road trip when they discovered that their cat, Ray Ray, was clinging to the roof of their van. The car was going 60 miles an hour, and the cat was clinging. What was he clinging onto on top of the van? Anyway, they went 100 miles before they realized Ray Ray was on the roof. They brought him in the van and took him for an epic vacation that he never expected. So good for Ray Ray. Clung to the roof. How did he do that? It's exactly 6:30 local news. Let's check it out now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A handshake has resumed health care for many in the area. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have reached a new multi-year deal restoring in-network access to Ascension hospitals for thousands of patients across the state, including in Racine County. The deal, effective immediately and retroactive to October 1st, ends weeks of uncertainty that forced patients to choose between changing doctors and paying higher costs. In statements, both sides thank patients for their patience during negotiations. You can go deeper on that agreement online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. If you've ever wanted to be a judge, get your gavel ready. There's a judgeship opening in Kenosha County with the retirement of Judge Anthony Milosaskis set for early next year. Governor Tony Evers is looking for someone to fill that spot. He's taking applications through November 3rd. Wisconsin law lets the governor appoint judges when there's a vacancy, but the new judge must run in the next election to keep the job. Another area community is making moves towards better mental health. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police department to help with mental health calls. The social worker will ride along with officers, provide follow-up support, and train staff on suicide risk checks. It's funded by a state grant and village opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has something similar. They've recently launched a pilot program where mental health experts provide virtual real-time support to officers to help with de-escalation and to connect people with care. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is asking for some help today. They need folks to help honor a U.S. Army veteran who has no known family. A military funeral with full honors will be held at 2 today at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. Organizers say it's a simple way to show respect for someone who served our country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You probably see something like this every day, an email that doesn't look quite right, or a phone call to your cell phone and you don't recognize the number. You know how to manage those items, but scammers are getting better at the way they try to infiltrate your information. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection tells us there is a new attack on our seniors. Details next.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Michelle Reinen is the administrator at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She said they are learning that seniors are being targeted more and more these days by scammers that are trying to get at their nest egg.
Some of it is that they are older and believed to have more in their nest egg, if you will, more money, so that they become a larger target in that concept. Others are because of the method of communication that they more traditionally use, being a telephone versus social media. So there's more opportunity for engagement with them. You can get into a conversation. That scam can go on for many different layers, if you will, or phases. Another reason why they may be targeted more often is they may be more secluded.
Michelle Reinen with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says aside from that seclusion, some seniors are also taking medications that can have side effects that leave them confused. The bottom line, she says, is make sure that you're touching base, trying to put in monitoring systems to make sure if there's transactions that your senior is involved with, they are legitimate.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And as fall colors start to pop up around Wisconsin, we'd love to see your favorite picture. You can send it to us via our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers possible through about mid-morning. Otherwise, expect more clouds than sun. It'll be cool with highs right around 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, partial sunshine, comfortable with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 53 degrees.
This is what I don't understand about snoring. There's no transition period between saying goodnight and snoring. There's not like a 10-second window of opportunity where I, too, could fall asleep. It's just simply him talking. Good night, honey. not wake yourself up. Literally, a pin could drop and my boyfriend's like, wah! But I'm expected to sleep through Jurassic Park.
It's here at WRJN. It's a Wednesday morning. We thank you for joining us here, 6:39. Looking forward to some morning showers, then cloudy later on today with a high near 62. Becoming clear tonight, lows 55, and a nice sunny day tomorrow with a high near 65. Currently, some drizzle, 54 degrees here at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7, our 5th District Alder here in the city of Racine, Jen Jorgensen, will be here. And we're going to find out what Jen's is short for. Maybe it's not short for anything. We'll find out. That's why he's coming in, to tell us. Okay, not everyone loves the fall season. I do, but not everyone does, especially your dog. They hate fall. There are 5 reasons why. They get allergies, just like you and me. Plus, leaf blowers, too loud, it scares them. Changing the clocks messes with their routine. The constant flow of trick-or-treaters at the door brings down anxiety. And making your dog wear a costume makes them feel like they're being punished for something.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
celebrations a happening with her.
Good vibrations. There's that theremin making that noise. It's that's what the instrument's called, the theremin. They used to use it in a lot of science fiction movies back in the 1950s, and Brian Wilson got a hold of one and put it in that song. 6:43 local news time. Let's sit here at WRJN. This week's high school football game of the week will be available online only at WRJN.com. Click on the link to hear this week's game on DG Sports. The reason is because the Brewers and the Dodgers are playing, and that would be game number 4 on Friday night. So you can hear the high school game streamed online, and you can hear the baseball game, the Dodgers and the Brewers, on WRJN, so you can go back and forth if you'd like. But anyway, so we do have both on. Nobody's canceled. We have both on, and that's how we're going to handle it this week. All right, we're looking for some morning showers, then cloudy with a high near 62 degrees today. Right now, some drizzle, 54 degrees right here at Radio Park. So a woman's been accused of fat shaming after she said she was fed up, no pun intended, with having to split restaurant bills with her larger friends who order more food than her whenever they dine out. I think she should probably change that to former friends. After that story came out. 6:45 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I got the turtles now. You showed me.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. You say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you. And now you love me too. Say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Now you love me too.
You showed me. The Turtles. 6:47, local news time. Liz sits here at WRJN. Well, director James Gunn, big director, he wanted to make a Gilligan's Island movie where the castaways get desperate and start killing and eating each other. The estate of the show's creator, Sherwood Schwartz, said, ain't gonna happen.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
you are on my mind. 6:53 local news time. Liz, it's here at WRJN. Look for morning showers, then cloudy the rest of the day with a high near 62. Some drizzle, 54 degrees now at Radio Park. Well, Target employees in Kalamazoo, Michigan were upset after getting lower than expected raises and then being handed fortune cookies with messages inside like, I see money in your future, but it's not yours. Target insists the cruel fortune cookies were not a joke. It was somebody else put them in there. They inadvertently ordered ones with these kind of messages. Who made that decision? I mean, didn't somebody check that out? It's 6:54 local news time. Liz, it's WRJN. And I've got CCR, Creedence. Have you ever seen the rain? WRJN. CCR, Creedence, have you ever seen the rain? 6:56, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. According to a study, people who apply for jobs on Mondays have the best chance of getting an interview by far. Now, the theory is that resumes pile up by the end of the week, so the ones that come in Monday get the most attention. People who apply on Tuesdays have the second best, and you know how it goes on and on and on. People who get the worst, those are the people who apply on Saturdays. Now, it also helps if you can apply while at work, but you got to make sure your boss doesn't see you do it, because then you got another problem going on. 6:57, Seals and Crofts. I don't think these guys are talking to each other anymore. I think they sued each other in court. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. Summer breeze, looking for some morning showers, then cloudy the rest of the day, high 62 right now. Got some drizzle, 54 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
And Crofts, Summer Breeze. Doesn't feel like summer out there now. I did about 2 weeks ago. Our 5th District Alder, Jens Jorgensen, is going to be here, and we're going to finally lay it on the line. What does Jens stand for? We're going to find out coming up in a moment. 7 o'clock on the news. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with day two of a ceasefire in Gaza and a problem with the return of the last 28 Israeli hostages who